This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Okay, my name's Colin Masterson. I'm currently living in Brighton, and I'm doing the domestic electrical installer course.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Colin Masterson, who has come all the way from Brighton to do his electrical course with Train for Trade Skills. Hi, Colin. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking, Colin. Colin, just before we start the actual interview, could you brief us on your career up to date, please?
Sure. I left school at 18 and went straight to university. I did a music tech course, which didn't really give me any prospects, so I just went into various kind of basic jobs, really. And I've kind of really done that for the last, I think, about 10 years or so. Really, the things I've done are, you know, various things in hospitality, service industry, or, you know, working in shops. And my last job was working in a call center. So, you know, lots of bits and pieces, really, but nothing really concrete.
Was there anything which inspired you to enter the electrical profession?
It was more an absence of anything that concrete that had happened in the last 10 years that kind of spurred me on, because there were things that I really enjoyed at school and that I enjoyed about my course, which I still remember and, you know, were kind of habitual, but I didn't feel like I could build on unless I applied into a career. I had a couple of friends who had careers in the building trade or whatnot, and I quite envied them, really. So it was more a case of, I wanted to do something. I wanted to really sort of learn something and do it really thoroughly. Mm-hmm. And progress that onto a career, you know.
That's a perfectly valid reason to pursue a career in the electrical industry. And what would you say to those people listening to the show today? What are the most important qualities which electricians need to have?
I would say probably an eye for detail and patience and just kind of the ability to focus, really. I mean, it's mostly, it's math and science. It's black or white, you know. It's once you're applying to the regulations and word for word, once you know enough that you're sort of comfortable with what you know and what you're doing, then it's pretty straightforward.
That's fine. Well, you fancy change your career, you phoned about T4TS and you came down to do your practical training in ATL Center, Colin.
Yeah.
And how are you finding it?
Yeah, it's good. We had today's my second day. Yesterday we were mostly in the classroom, with a little bit at the end of the day in the workshop. Today we went straight into the workshop to wire things up, and it's really nice to sort of, because I don't have any experience doing this sort of thing at all, really. Even at home, I just do little bits and pieces. Although I'm quite practical, I don't have any real experience with this. So it's nice just to go and wire things up, have a little bit of help, have a bit of guidance when building it on top of what you've already read, because you spend so much time at home reading and trying to take stuff. When you're then actually doing it, then, you know, it's nice. It's quite reassuring. It sort of relaxes you into it a little bit, and it's very encouraging. And it's nice being, you can get to know the guys around you, in the bay, where you're wiring stuff up. And the first day was spent in the classroom in a sort of lecture-type format, covering the main points of certain aspects that we're going to be tested on later on. Sort of all things that you read already, but it's kind of useful to have one of the tutors, just go over things and give you that sort of trade-in insight to certain aspects.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.